855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour with Mark
and JJ.
Call in at 855-450-3733. Hijack the airwaves. Talk about what you want to talk about. Till then, JJ, you got a story about voting machines being hacked? Time of year.
Exactly. That's kind of why the story is relevant. The story is actually it's a little old, but from truthout.org, and it talks, Pac-Man hacked onto a touchscreen voting machine without breaking tamper evidence seals.
Yeah. I really wonder about these the voting machines. How much of this is just them giving you something to talk about?
Sequoia's voting machines, used in some 20% of U.S. elections, employ intellectual property still owned by a Venezuelan firm tied to Hugo Chavez. Sequoia itself is now owned by a Canadian firm called Dominion, though Dominion, like Sequoia itself before them, lied about the continuing Venezuelan-Chavez ties in their recent announcement of the acquisition.
I don't know that that matters that much to me, particularly where it comes from, but yeah, go ahead.
The Pac-Man hack onto the Sequoia Dominion voting machine was revealed this week. This is from 2010. It was accomplished without breaking any of the tamper evidence seals that the voting machine companies and election officials claim are used to ensure nobody can physically hack into them without being discovered. We received the machine, quote, we received the machine with the proper tamper evidence seals intact, the hackers from Princeton and University of Michigan report. The software can be replaced without breaking any of these seals simply by removing screws and opening the case.
Really?
Yeah, they have a video of how they do it.
Okay.
This particular Sequoia DRE, Direct Recording Electronic Voting Machine model, is known as the AVC Edge. It is used to be described on the Sequoia website and promotional materials as tamper-proof. It has been hacked previously and failed time and again in recent elections, even though election officials continue to force voters to use them.
Yeah, well, you don't have to use it. You just wouldn't otherwise be able to vote.
Well, you vote or you
don't.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I
mean, it's crazy. The whole foundation of the system in the United States is the ability to vote. Because you really...
They all say, anybody you talk to that's in a bureaucracy, they say, well, you don't like it, vote. Change the laws, go through the channels that you have to go through. And these police and these policies that they arrest people for the even minorest of infractions, it's just ludicrous.
Go through the system. That just about every vote out there in some way or another is wrong, because humans make mistakes, at the very least. We saw here in New Hampshire, the last go-around 2008, that there was a video of people violating the law, the voting officials violating the law,
right,
breaking the law on how they were handling the votes. Now, that doesn't mean that every vote wasn't correct, although I think we can reasonably say that there was probably one vote that was miscounted,
sure,
at which point you're talking about a corrupt election. And then when you add in these voting machines, the suggestion is that they'll make fewer mistakes. But, when somebody can hack these things and put Pac-Man on one of these voting machines without breaking its seal,
sure,
I think that draws into question the voting machines. I mean, the whole voting process is an extraordinarily flawed thing. Joseph Stalin is quoted as saying, it's not who votes that count, but who counts the votes. And absolutely is.
The story goes on. For example, the AVC Edge miscounted votes in New Jersey in 2008, the same election during which the systems also failed to even boot up when polls opened at a Hoboken precinct, forcing voters, including the state's then-governor John Corzine, to wait some 45 minutes before they could cast a vote at all. Whether those votes were recorded accurately as per the voters' intent once the machines finally booted up is scientifically impossible to know. Use of any touchscreen voting machine is the equivalent of a 100% face-based election.
Yeah.
No votes cast during an election, none, can be verified as having been accurately recorded on such systems ever. J. Alex Halderman and...
That says it all right there. That voting on machines is faith-based.
Yes, exactly. Lends to my credence that government is a religion.
Indeed. And I understand why people choose not to vote when they, when they read news items like this. Why in the world would you bother going to the polls and spending, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour of your time to vote when this is going to be the result.
Yeah.
Faith-based.
Well, not only do you have to have faith in the person you're voting for, not only do you have to place that sort of belief into that,
sure.
the fact that this person is going to do right by you, as according to what you define as right, but also now you have to have faith that your vote is even going to get counted right for the person that you have faith in voting for. So it's just It's just a joke at this point. J. Alex Halderman and Ariel J. Feldman, the academic computer science and security experts who hacked the Sequoia machine, this time with Pac-Man, reported that in 2008 the AVC Edge was used in 161 jurisdictions with almost 9 million registered voters, including large parts of Louisiana, Missouri, Nevada, and Virginia.
I wonder how many times, though. I mean, they're saying there was 9 million registered voters, but how many times was it used, thereby multiplying that 9 million number and throwing how many votes into question?
Exactly. Well, it depends on how many elections each of these different precincts and jurisdictions had.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no way to know that information, but it runs that 9 million number up by a huge multiple.
In 2006, Halderman and Feldman previously hacked a touchscreen voting machine made by Diebold Election Systems Incorporated,
That's the other one. That's the really big one.
Exactly. Which became Premier Election Solutions, which was also then purchased by Dominion, just like Sequoia. So now Dominion owns Sequoia and Diebold. They hacked Diebold Premier system with a virus that was able to pass itself from one machine to the next and flip the results of the entire election with little chance of detection. The hack was demonstrated, among other places, live on Fox News Authority shortly after it was announced.
Yep.
Short of adding tamper evidence seals to these machines, the same seals that went undisturbed when Pac-Man was hacked onto the Sequoia AVC Edge machine, very little has changed since 2006, and most of the same hackable and often 100% unverifiable electronic voting systems are still in use today, both in primary elections this year, such as right now, and as in normal elections in November.
Yeah, and when you're talking about so much being on the line, I mean, look, think about it for a second. Barack Obama has raised, I think, $1 billion for his reelection campaign. You look at the millions and tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars that have been raised for, if you count the super PAC money and all that stuff, for the Republicans out there. When you're talking about that kind of jack being put into the scenario, you know that this is a valuable situation. Nobody is trying to be elected president of the United States, except for Ron Paul, perhaps, because they want to be a public servant,
sure.
because they want to do right by people. They want to do it for the power.
Yep.
They want to grasp the ring of power, just like the movie The Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
That all this power is in that ring.
Yep. Just give it to me. I can handle it. I can do the right thing. And, of course, time after time...
Turns them into Gollum.
Yeah. Time after time, they do the wrong thing, and they pass NDAA and take away your right to habeas corpus.
And the suggestion that, somehow nobody's going to mess with these machines. Oh, they'll just leave them alone. I mean, when it's been shown on Fox TV, when it's been shown here with the hacking of these machines without breaking the tamper tape, that... They could steal these elections, steal the American public blind.
Yep. Well, if they're spending millions upon millions of dollars on advertisements, is it conceivable that they'd spend perhaps a percentage of that on hacking?
Right.
Or?
I mean, there's somebody within the sound of my voice right now who's listening who would say, sure, I'll take $10,000 to throw that election for you.
Sure, yeah.
Yep. I mean, somebody would do it. And... The fact that it can be done is the crime, not that the fact that somebody would do it.
And the idea that voting changes everything, that voting has such power, nowadays,
right.
I think that idea is deflated. I think it's minimalized to simply, I feel like I did something. It's more of a placebo effect nowadays.
It's all faith. That's what it's all based on. Americans will fall back to this voting position. Well, we have to vote, and if you don't vote, you can't complain. The system's based on the legitimacy. It's the legitimacy of the system is based on the voting, and now the voting is broken.
It's illegitimate.
855-450-3733. When will the Republic fall? Give your predictions. 855-450-3.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Give us a call on the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and JJ.
855-450-3733. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've heard about the Bitcoin. The Bitcoin is a digital currency. It is, you can get them in real form, but it was designed to be a digital currency online. It is a mathematic equation that is apparently unbreakable, at least so they claim. It's anonymous, and it is not controlled by any government or corporation. It's not inflatable. And it could very well be a revolutionary idea that could change the world. One of the real rings of power, one of the real ways that the government controls us is through the monetary policies and the currencies that they create. So if you want to find out more about Bitcoin, go to weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. But if you want to get some, go to Crypto Exchange. It's the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. They've got customer service right there. All you have to do is click the live support link at the top of the page. I got some Bitcoins through them, quite a few of them, a couple weeks ago, and I recommend them. It's Crypto Exchange. You can see their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. JJ, you've got a story about them arresting some more reporters. We were just talking about how the United yesterday's show, how the United States has slipped down the rankings of the world's press freedom.
Certainly.
Sliding behind the likes of Botswana and I can't remember some of the other countries.
Basically, it's shameful. It's shameful.
It's shameful. It really is.
Well, I've got this story from HuffingtonPost.com. Gasland journalists arrested at hearing by order of House Republicans. In a stunning break with First Amendment policy, House Republicans directed Capitol Hill police to detain a highly regarded documentary crew that was attempting to film a Wednesday hearing on a controversial natural gas procurement practice. Initial reports from sources suggested that an ABC News camera was also prevented from taping the hearing. ABC has since denied that they sent a crew to the hearing. Josh Fox, director of the Academy Award-nominated documentary Gasland, was taken into custody by Capitol Hill police this morning, along with his crew, after Republicans objected to their presence, according to Democratic sources present at the hearing.
Before you go on, if there is one place in a free country, you know, I'm using the term extraordinarily loosely, if there's one place that you should be able to film, it is in the people's wing of the legislative body.
Sure.
I mean,
the House of Republic.
House, right. The House of Representatives. Supposedly, this is the people's house. And, you know, it seemed to me. Now, I suppose you could make some kind of claims as far as military stuff and that kind of thing. I frankly think that the reason that they need to make so many claims about secrecy about the military is because it's way too intrusive and way too large. But, you know, let that stand. This is about a pipeline?
This is, no, it's a gas procurement practice. The story we'll talk about later, about it talks about fracking and using that
method. This is about fracking?
Yes.
And they don't want to let cameras in. They don't want to let the press in. In a country where freedom of the press is ensconced in the First, they didn't leave it for the Eighth or Ninth Amendments, the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights. They are not allowing
it's the First Amendment. Right, it's the First Amendment. It's like saying the first thing we want to do is be open and transparent about what the government does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right off the bat. And we want to have people, you know, assemble and have their religions and all that sort of stuff.
Before we go forward with this new country,
right,
we want to assure everybody, look, you're going to have freedom of speech. You're going to be able to say whatever you want to say, even though it's unpopular. You're going to be able to have whatever religion you want to have, even if it's unpopular. We're going to be able to have a press that's going to hold the government accountable. You're going to be able to assemble and petition for redress of grievances against the government if the government gets out of hand. We all know what it's like to have a bad government. We want to lay these five things out in the very First Amendment. And somehow or another, we don't have any of them anymore.
I'm going to skip ahead here. In the
I don't
story
know if we ever
bit.
Had them. I can't. I wouldn't be able to claim.
Fox had hoped to film Wednesday's hearing for a follow-up to Gasland. Fox told HuffPost later Wednesday evening.
Now, Fox isn't the channel. Fox is the name.
Fox. Yeah, the guy's name is Joe Fox.
Just say Joe Fox whenever they're
Josh Fox.
Fox,
I'm sorry.
Say Josh Fox whenever they're
okay,
Fox.
Fair enough. Josh Fox had hoped to film this. He said, quote, we did get his talking. He talked to the chairman of this hearing, okay, and he sent his staff a message. He said, quote, we did get his staff on the phone. They never returned our call. Referring to staffers for Chairman Harris. This is not transparency. This is lockout, and it's bad. It's the people's house, after all. We went through the proper channels to arrange to tape this hearing. We have taped congressional hearings before, and we've been turned down before. But I disagree with this policy. Anyone who says they're a journalist is a journalist. It's called the First Amendment. It's the freedom of the press. It's fundamental to our core identity as the United States of America. hearings.
I don't really care whether they got permission ahead of time from whatever the committee chiefs, bureaucrats. I don't care about that. As far as I'm concerned, if this doesn't have to do with military secrets, and frankly, that doesn't bother me either. But I mean, I have some understanding of why they wouldn't allow that to be open. But if this doesn't have to do with that, it should be open to the public. Now, if you're running around with your cameras blocking people's view, or you're skipping around and jogging around with your camera to the point that you're distracting, okay, that's fine too. But if you've set up a camera and you're manning that camera in one place, then I don't see any problem. I see no problem. Sure. I do see a problem. I see a problem that these legislators weren't arrested and taken to jail.
Sure.
That's what I see the problem for.
The story goes on. Hearings are open to the public and any citizen can attend. Regulations only govern the use of cameras. Even under an extreme adherence to the rules, Josh Fox's camera could have been confiscated or disabled without subjecting him to arrest. And while Josh Fox did not have formal Capitol Hill credentials, such formalities are rarely enforced against high-profile
Capitol
journalists.
Credentials. Now tell me there's not a state-run media.
That's right.
If the government gives credentials for people to cover it, then it is licensing. And if it is licensing, then it is licensing certain organizations to be the state media and others are not.
That's right.
Because they can then lose those credentials if they don't, follow the government's line the way they want them to.
Sure. Temporary passes are easy to obtain, and if Republicans had objected on procedural grounds, they could have simply sent the crew to the front desk rather than ordering police to arrest journalists. The right to a free press is protected by the First Amendment. Documentary crews are almost never denied access to public meetings of elected government officials. Then they have a bunch of updates. So this story happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And they had some updates to the story as more news came out. And basically, I'm going to skip ahead. Josh Fox had apparently applied for credentialing the day before the hearing, but had been unable to obtain official permission to film. He had asked a credentialed film crew, so there's a crew that had the right piece of paper. He asked them to take the proceedings on his behalf, was informed that's not permitted. And it goes on, the story goes on, the idea is that he's been rejected because of his political views, so his slant.
Nice. So now, yep, oh, this is it, man.
This is
how a republic crumbles, people. 855-450-3733. Am I going too far?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Hey, there's a new host on the show tonight.
Well, same old host.
Right, but I'm here now, and I wasn't before. It's Ian here with you.
And JJ.
And Mark.
And let's see, we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Those features are a myriad, and they're all for free over at freetalklive.com. So you guys have been talking. I was listening a little bit before I came back in here. I was out at a city council meeting tonight opposing the bear cat, which is, yes, it is much more intimidating in real life than that sound effect. It's a killing vehicle, basically, an attack squad, kind of APC, armored personnel carrier.
I like to use the word assault vehicle.
It actually does have the word attack in the acronym. When you look at what Bearcat stands for, the word attack is in there, the last A.
So one of your signs needs to be that, what the acronym for Bearcat is.
Mark, you should do that. That's a great idea. Kelly Voluntarist, who went to the TSA today.
If I did that, who would run the show?
Somebody else could hold the sign, Mark.
Okay.
So Kelly Voluntarist was there with me. Derek J was there with me. It was a small crew that came out. But this wasn't the actual hearing where they're going to be having people speak about the Bearcat. That's coming up next week. But this was the intention this week was to just go out and be seen, you know, to have a full city council see that there's some opposition to this thing.
Sure.
So hopefully next time around we'll have more people out there. But just as an example of how just pathetic the attendance of these meetings is, It's held in the same room as the council meeting, or excuse me, the courts, district court. And so the same chairs are set up for the audience as they would be in district court.
It's not
court.
A very big room.
No, it's not. And maybe there's like 50 seats, maybe?
I think that's a good estimate.
If all the seats are filled, then there's usually people standing in the back. That's what happens during district court. They'll fill the whole room full of victims. But at city council meetings,
they want as few people as possible watching their
Well, they have it on television, so you could say that more people can watch it without actually having to attend. But as far as people attending,
it's probably the worst viewed thing on the local television station.
It was atrocious. I walked in there, just about 10 minutes before the meeting started, and there was one guy, pretty much two guys, sitting in the audience area, aside from city bureaucrats, like people that I didn't immediately recognize as working for the city. Two people at this meeting. So just give you some idea of how participating.
Doesn't that seem like a clubhouse at that point? When most of the people
show up,
work for the city in some capacity, and the only reason they're really showing up is because they might be asked some sort of question from one of the counselors about something relating to their bureaucracy. I mean, it sounds like a clubhouse for the different classes of our society.
Yep, and so they've moved the meeting, or they've moved the Bearcat issue to a committee, which is the way they do things around here. If an issue comes up, it's sent to a committee of city councilors, and then they'll look at that next week. So we'll tell you more about how that went. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm coming in the middle of a conversation, though, about this Josh Fox guy who was arrested, as I understand it, for videotaping at a public hearing.
That's correct? Right. There's a public committee hearing at Capitol Hill for the House of Representatives talking about the... It's for the House Subcommittee on Energy and Environment, and they were talking about fracking, and that was one of the things to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this is a Huffington Post article, and according to video that they have, I haven't actually watched it, but they have a little description. It says that the ranking Democrat on the subcommittee can be heard at the end of the clip asking Republican Chairman Andy Harris to halt the arrest and permit Fox to film the public hearing.
What a surprise. Something reported in the HuffPo makes a Democrat look good.
That's the HuffPo. You have to get what slant you get, so everyone understands what we're talking about.
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, is we pretty much have to take the slanted media on one side or the other.
Sure. And in the video, Harris can be heard denying Miller's request as Fox is escorted out of the hearing in handcuffs. Now, just before we had to take a break, we talked about how he, at one point, I'm just trying to get caught up here with my notes, but he tried to get another crew to film it, so he couldn't get the credentials. He tried to get another crew that already had credentials, already had the permission from the masters to film, and he tried to get them to film, and they were denied as well, because it was connected, associated with him. And so... So
they're basically denying him because he has a political viewpoint.
This is the guy who did the documentary, Gasland, that's right. So he doesn't like the fracking. He doesn't like that sort of procurement of natural gas. And he has spoken out against it, and clearly the Republicans or whoever's in that sort of power-hungry position doesn't like his point of view and doesn't want him to film. And so they arrested him.
You may not report.
It's pathetic. It's just awful.
It's discouraging when they're arresting people on Capitol Hill who wanted to be journalists and hold people accountable and show transparency. What does that say to the person going to their city council meeting to record, or going to some small podunk town to record something in interaction with a police officer? If the government, the state, can get away with throwing people in cages on Capitol Hill for this stuff, well, then I guess that gives them permission to do it anywhere. If it's good on Capitol Hill, it's good anywhere.
Oh, man, don't give them ideas. But, yeah, you're right. I think that it's pretty intimidating, this atmosphere for people in the press, independent media, essentially. If it were CNN or Fox that had showed up to film, they probably would have no issue getting in there. But somebody who wants to do his own thing, somebody who is – and I don't know what – honestly, I don't know much about the fracking issue. I've heard different sides of it, and it's hard to have a comment on that. But all that aside, it shouldn't matter what his opinion on the matter is. He should be able to come in there with his video camera and record it.
Right. And I mean, to me, there's one, if you know, the point that I was making before you arrived, Ian, is if there's one place in America and in a free country, and I'm making finger quotes when I do that, that it should be the people's house of the legislative body, a committee. You should be able to go in. Anybody should be able to walk in with a camera, especially press credentials, but whatever, walk in with a camera set up quietly and unobtrusively record. Now, I mean, if you're in your, with your camera sticking it in everybody's face, running all over the place, I get it, right? If you were wearing a clown suit and you're causing all kinds of problems, I get it. But
if you're quietly recording the proceedings,
yeah. If you've got a couple of cameras, if you've got a few people set up with a few cameras in different corners, just getting different shots, then there's no reason at all. The claim wasn't even that these people were being disruptive. That wasn't the claim. The claim
is, we don't want them here.
You haven't got the piece of paper that we pass out.
Right.
Really? You need to have credentials to film in a country that has freedom of the press? The government is now licensing, this is a state-run media.
Exactly.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Bill is listening in Indy to WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure, Bill. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, guys. I listen frequently, and we talked about the media slant, and just to listen to you talk, we don't know, and you brought up a really valid point that I agree with. If he sits quietly, if he had gone through the proper process, then there's a process.
Why do you have to go through a process?
Hey, can I finish the points, please? I listen to you guys. You guys did a great job. So there's a process. You want a driver's license? Learn to drive. Take the test. Register. Get a license. You're now registered as a qualified user of a vehicle on the roads. They do have to do that. If nothing else, who's coming into the building and who's videotaping it? And not all meetings should be recorded.
Wait, you can, anybody can, wait. Before you go on, there's an important...
You have staff planning meetings where...
Anybody can go in. Wait, any member of the public can go in. This is about cameras.
Yeah.
Guess what? The other crew could do because they went through the process and got a certificate or...
You're mistaken, sir. The other crew
I haven't even read the story. I'm listening to what you tell me.
Okay, let me explain this. Let me reiterate. Hold on. If you could stop talking for a moment.
Maybe you misunderstood.
He got another crew that had already gotten credentials, and then he asked them to record on his behalf, and they were rejected. So they already had the piece of paper that you are talking about. They had already gone through their procedure, and they were rejected. So, sir, what do you have to say to that?
I'll tell you what. I'll let you stick around, Bill. Hang on. We'll come back to you in a moment.
There's a process until we don't like the process anymore, in which case we can undo the process because we have a process.
Arbitrarily change the rules. Right. It's our process,
right.
And we're in charge of it.
You could kill somebody in there without a camera, right? That's why we have driver's licenses.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Just beg for permission, and then you can have your free press, right? Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are available. I was listening via our broadband stream on the TuneIn app on the way into the studio here tonight as I was out and about at a city council meeting. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into either our broadband, midband, or narrowband / dial-up streams all for free. You can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock that way, plus a list of over 100 great radio stations airing the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our KU band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, all over at listen.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in just a few weeks, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's happening February 23rd through the 26th. If you're getting tired of all the tyranny happening around this country, maybe in the place in which you live, or in D.C., or wherever, get together with other people who care about it. Get together with other people who are willing to do something about it. I can tell you that at the city council meeting tonight, the 100% of the people that had come out to oppose the Bearcat, this militarized armored personnel attack vehicle, were Free Staters. 100% of them.
Just shows people aren't involved in their government.
No, people are not involved
at all.
It's
not their government. They aren't involved in the government.
Right. And so you have to get together with other people who are of a like mindset, who are willing to take action, who are willing to take a risk, and do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime. The Liberty Forum is going to showcase that. It's going to have great speakers who love freedom and talking on a variety of topics, everything from photography is not a crime, like Carlos Miller, the infamous blogger. He will be in attendance. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine will be there, and a number of other great folks, including Peter Schiff, Prax Girl, John Bush from Austin, Texas's freedom movement, and so many more. I can't name them all here, but you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and learn about all the speakers there. Get the schedule. It's going to be a four-day event, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come up for as much of it as you possibly can. If you can't make the whole thing, you can only come Saturday and Sunday. It's still worth the trip. So come on up. Spend the weekend in the hotel with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, and get to know some of these people who could very well be your neighbors in the future if you decide to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and you can use our discount code FTL2012 to sign up at a 10% discount. freestateproject.org/libertyforum, discount code FTL2012. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. Now, I had invited Bill from Indy to hold on because,
You heard him saying, you let me talk. I need to talk to you. Well, I was happy to hold him through the break and let him talk some more here, but he dropped off the line. So let's recap basically what Bill was saying. He's talking about this situation where the filmmaker was arrested. Was it yesterday or today?
Yesterday
he was arrested in D.C. at a public, open to the public, ostensibly, House committee meeting.
Right, where anybody can walk in without any kind of license. Or maybe you have to give your name at the door. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And he was arrested for basically being the media.
And just to clarify, just to give a brief recap for all the listeners, he walked in, he tried to go through the proper channels. The proper channel being the chairman didn't get back to him. He came in to film, and in that sort of situation, policies are in place where at most he would have had his camera confiscated or disabled, and he could have remained there and not been arrested. In fact, the fact that he was arrested throws this into extraordinary conditions.
This is a departure from their sort of written rules.
Yes.
And I would have loved to have talked to Bill, because I kind of feel like he had an agenda. I mean,
Bill was one of those folks that is of the mindset of, well, whatever hoops the government puts up for you to jump through, it's fine. You should just do whatever they say, and then you can record whatever they want.
If you can have this kind of licensing, and that's what I'm going to call this, I mean, essentially you're being licensed to be able to record in what is a public meeting, open to the public,
just
a free country where they have freedom of the press, and, you know, he didn't give them much time to respond, but let's point out that another group that he was affiliated with did get the pass, and they were able to film, and then they stopped them from being able to film because of their political persuasions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, this is the stifling of thought. This is how governments work. This is the republic swirling around the toilet bowl.
If you can't have a recording device in there, it might as well be a closed session. If the only people who are allowed to experience that are the people who came to attend it, mm-hmm. and everyone else in this country, the other, you know, 300 million people, are completely obscure, you know, they're completely shut off from it, then it's not a public session. Right. Might as well be behind closed doors.
This isn't the country that was set up 200 and something years ago where people rode around on a horseback and the town crier came out. I mean, sure. Everybody's got a cell phone, and your public officials should be accountable to you.
Of all the places that you would expect the free press to exist in this country, you'd expect it to be Capitol Hill. I mean, with all the decisions they make, especially that the fact that this was a committee meeting, it wasn't even a full meeting of the House. It was just a small committee meeting in one room of this other building. It's absurd.
Well, now, call me conspiratorial, but I think Bill was in the fracking industry. I feel like this is what this is about. Like, I hate...
I will call you conspiratorial.
That's completely
out of left field.
What in the world would somebody say that for?
Because
who
they're obedient.
They might hate HuffPost.
That's not obedience,
dude. No, they've been trained. They've been trained to be obedient. It's a common refrain that, well,
if the government
says
you need a license to have a kid, should you do it? If the government says you don't have a license to breathe air?
People will take sides with that. If it's been that way for a little while, they'll say the same thing about protests. Well, if you don't have a permit to protest, then you can't just expect to be able to assemble in public and protest. There's a process. You can go through the process. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you a good, obedient American like me? If there's a process, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to pay the fee, and I'm going to fill out the forms, and I'm going to ask permission, because that's what my betters tell me I should do.
It's a very
pathetic, obedient style of living.
Right. From a group of people that fought and died for freedoms that they felt that they didn't have from a king, to then give them over piecemeal, one by one, with obeissance on their knees.
That's what's happening.
To a new sort of collective king.
In fact,
it's pathetic.
We talked earlier, a previous story was about the voting machines and how, mm-hmm. based on the Princeton and this other university professor, they hacked into it. And basically they're saying it's faith-based voting at this point, because you can't prove anything with these machines.
There's no evidence.
They showed on Fox TV, on live television, how the Diebold machines could be hacked.
Nice.
Now, this company bought the Diebold machines.
Yep.
Then they had this other form,
Sequoia.
The Sequoia machine. They hacked it. It has seals on it to prevent it from being tampered with. They hacked it without breaking the seals and put Pac-Man on it.
Yep.
Okay. right? Like, you know.
That would give me a reason to vote.
It's crazy. And then people say, you've got to be involved. You've got to vote.
Right.
I mean, the whole foundation.
What's the point?
The very foundation of this country is voting, and it's been undermined.
Yeah.
It's gone. You know, I don't know what to say.
People still go through the motions. Oh, well, I know what to say.
I don't mind going through the motions. That doesn't bother me. But, you know,
what does it matter?
Going through the motions gives credence to the idea that that voting matters.
That's what I'm saying. Why bother anymore? I mean, if you've got the electronic voting, I can understand going if it's a vote that can actually be counted visibly, like in the old days, they would actually count them, and there could be people there to watch them count them.
Well,
that's
like,
all gone
here
now.
In Keene, there's an actual paper ballot with a
right.
mark on it, where you don't get that with a touchscreen voting system.
I consider that superior, but just because it gets counted in one location doesn't mean that it ends up, that the count ends up correct in the next location, because then they call it in.
There is fraud. I mean, no doubt. I mean, there's always the potential for fraud, but certainly the electronic voting machines increase that potential. But anyway, what we're talking about here, this whole general theme, right, is that things aren't what you think they are. I mean, if you were raised to believe that this is a free country and there's free press and that voting is it makes sense and voting works, we've just completely undermined all of
that. Right, and if you don't vote, you can't complain. I would suggest that if you're voting, you know, you're being duped.
Right, and of course, even if your vote does count, usually you're voting for a scumbag versus another scumbag. So, I mean, it's just an awful situation, and there is no time but the present to start talking about secession. At the city council meeting tonight, Derek Jay had a sign that referenced secession. And it was also anti-Bearcat, which was what we were there for, this tank thing that they want to get the police. The federal government is going to buy for the police department. By the way, Keene is a population of about 24,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So someone has determined that Keene, New Hampshire needs a Bearcat.
Well, actually,
the federal government.
Federal government.
If you go to their website, they actually have this form that says, do you think your city needs it? Here, fill out this form and petition, that basically fast-tracks the idea of getting this Bearcat into the city.
And so the city
right
police department, the city
anyone.
Police department filled that out?
Sure, anyone could fill it out. Anyone.
Oh, I see. 1-855. So that was a Homeland Security form on their site.
Yeah, on Lenco's site, the actual manufacturer's site.
1-855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what can you do about all this? Well, you can join together with other people that actually give a damn and are willing to do something, freestateproject.org. If you've got a better idea, I'd love to hear it. I'm always interested in other solutions. As far as I'm concerned, that's the only one worth your time. Hour 3 is next, 855-453. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.